Let's look more closely at the country that has become a reluctant doorway to the European Union. Hungary is the point of entry for many people fleeing the Middle East. As we've reported, many Hungarians are not happy about it, and Hungary has been changing the way it handles the new arrivals. Let's start with Lauren Freyer, reporting from the Hungary-Austria border.
Every day, Hungary has been arranging special trains to take migrants and refugees straight across and out of its territory for free, 5 hours from Croatia to Austria. Just weeks ago, migrants would get locked up in Hungarian camps for days awaiting fingerprints and registration. Now they cross the country so quickly, many lose track of where they are.
Which place is this, please?
This is Hungary.
This is Hungary. We are still in Hungary. Okay. How long to Austria?
I think maybe 10 more minutes walking.
10 more minutes walking. Okay, thank you.
Afghan Khalid Masoom was on a Hungarian train with about 1,200 other refugees and no bathroom. The train stops 2 miles from the Austrian border. From here, they walk, many carrying babies and suitcases.
They are just moving us without any information. We're just moving.
Syrian Mohamed El Abu says policemen woke him at dawn at a camp on the Croatian border.
The police came in with these masks. You can see only their eyes. And they told us to go to the train. And now we're here.
Many here are surprised at being allowed to cross through Hungary on their way to Northern Europe. They know Hungary has threatened to jail people who cross the border illegally. They'll have been here less than a day and reach Vienna by nightfall. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Hegesh Halom on the Hungary-Austria border.